1 Timothy 6 and 11. Let's start at 10. He said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. He said, Timothy, don't get caught up in that.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of preachers come, and they get caught up with the love of money and the love of the world, and it pulls them right back out.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life.
Yes.
Whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And thank God. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. I was going to find my other verse I wanted to read. The book of Acts. Amen. And there in chapter number 4 and verse number 33. Amen. It's a great description of the early Christians. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And here's where I really want to take a text from and preach from the book of Timothy out of this book of Acts. And great grace was upon them all.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The early church went through it. Brother Scotty talked about trouble earlier. I tell you, if any era of church history went through it, it was the early church.
Yes.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And I tell you, persecution brings perseverance. Amen.
Right. Right.
Persecution causes us to fall into an altar of prayer and trust God for what we can't control.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And praise God. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them. Amen. That's my title tonight. No fancy title. Amen. But if God would give us grace, amen. Great grace was upon them. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. If one thing I've found out in 10 years of trying to pastor a church, it is that it's hard. Amen. This is not a slight or a slap at any particular person. Amen. This is probably at me as well as you. Amen. It's hard to get people stable in this day.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll say amen to that too.
Yeah.
Praise God.
That's right.
You know why? Because I've been in services where I've seen the power of God move. I've seen people shout. Amen. I've seen the Lord help them in altars, praying with their hands lifted, tears running down their face. Amen. Oh, I've got strength. I've got help. And I thank God for all the above. Amen. But by the next service, if they have the time, they don't come back the next service. It's two or three services for you. But when they do come back, they're already fighting the devil again. And they done lost about half the victory they got the last time. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. We're living in a time where it's hard, it seems like, to keep the faith. Amen.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep the victory. It's hard to stand, amen, and stay strong in the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. But let's face Him. Every church, amen, praise God, is going to have highs and going to have lows. Did you know that?
Right.
The very future of the church body is threatened. Amen.
Come on.
Hey, praise God. You have, I have, we've wept. Amen. In the night many times, praise God, as we've shouldered burdens and troubles that have burdened us down.
Right.
Intercessory prayer has been raised from a lonely room. Amen. And we, praise God, wonder if there's anybody that can help us carry the load. Amen. Hey, God. I'd like to let you know that the church of our Lord Jesus Christ is the primary target of the devil's assault. Amen. Thank God. I don't know what the primary target is of the assault of these shooters. Amen. But it seems like it's a very common thing that's going on in this country. Crazy men go in churches and just shoot people like animals. Amen. Crazy men go into malls and shoot people like crazy. Crazy men like Stephen Paddock goes out there in that big Coliseum in Nevada or wherever that was and mowed down hundreds of them with automatic. Well, he was shooting from a motel room. He was such a coward, he didn't even go in there. Amen. I tell you, that's the assault of the enemy. I tell you, the devil has come right in the midst of the churches. Amen. The holiness church of God. Praise God. The true church of God. He comes right in the midst of the churches and he's claimed all out war, all out assault on the children of God. And I'd like to tell you here tonight, amen, we cannot hang our heads. Paul told the young Timothy, amen, he said, Timothy, praise God, but thou, O man of God, flee these things. Amen. Get stable. Amen. Figure out what you believe in and stand on it. Amen. Stand for it. Endure hardness like a good soldier. Amen. Stand up for God in this last day. Oh, Timothy, you can do it. Amen. The devil's going to call out war against you. The devil's going to tear you down. The devil's going to fight your mind. The devil's going to try to destroy everything about you. But Timothy, stand for God. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. He comes in amongst the church. Preach a little pastoral message here tonight. How does he come? He comes by. Amen. Dissension. Yeah. He tries to get in the middle of the people. He comes by bickering. Amen. Oh, yes. By building problems. Amen. By inept leadership. By power struggles. By deadness. He tries to fight in every direction that he can. But thank God. Amen. I'm glad that I read to you there in the book of Acts. But great grace was upon them all. I'm so glad. Amen. The early church, they beat them. They put them in prison. They killed them. Nero burned them at nighttime for nightlights. I tell you, the early Christians, they loosed the lions in the Colosseums, and the lions tore them to shreds. But thank God, great grace was upon them. Hey, I'd like to tell you tonight, I don't know what it is you're facing. Amen. I know some things that I face. I can't tell you what everybody in this house faces, but this one thing I can tell you, he can give us great grace to stand. Hey, have you ever felt like, amen, just throwing in the towel? Amen, not quitting God. I feel like I made that plain. I have never, amen, great God, and I'll say that, amen, with great grace. Brother Scotty, I got saved 20-some years ago, and not one time has it ever crossed my mind that it would be better to go back across the fence, amen. Not one time have I ever thought that. But sometimes the devil has told me, wouldn't it be better off not to just dedicate your life to preaching, not to dedicate your life to going, amen, doing all. Yeah, I've listened to him a time or two, and I thought, yeah, I probably wouldn't have near the burdens and troubles and fights and aggravations and responsibility and stress. Hey, but Scotty didn't think I had no stress. Hey, God, amen. Sometimes I thought stress and depression like old Bill Kidd. I called the 1-800, amen, depression hotline, and they hung up and said they couldn't help me, amen. Hey, God, I come to tell us, I've been on the bottom, but I found out one thing, great grace. God will give you grace. If you want to stand, he'll help you. If you want to make it, you can make it. He'll pour out grace. Where there's trouble, where there's trials, where there's persecution, there is grace. Woo! Amen. Yeah. Have you been made fun of? I got a list of things I got to get through. Have you been made fun of? Yes. But I found grace. Hey. Have you been persecuted? Yes. But I found grace. I was even made fun of by my own family. Amen. That's hard. It's one thing for kids at school to make fun of you. It's one thing for outsiders to make fun of you. But when your own family laughs and mocks at you, that hurts. But I found grace. I said I found grace. Hey, I know what it's like to stand in the public work sector and they look in pride and make fun of you, but I found grace. I come to tell you, church, I don't know what it is you're going through, but you get my grace.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hey, I got to get to my message.
Come on.
Amen. When you speak of the actual salvation progress, listen, I love this. Grace means unmerited favor. extended to us by God. Nobody can purchase grace. It's unmerited favor that's given to us. And grace has to be accepted of God. It's nothing I did that saved me, but it's what Jesus did on Calvary. And I have to reach out by faith and accept that unmerited grace that I did nothing for. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. But grace has other definitions when it comes to living the Christian life. He told Timothy and he told those early Christians there in Acts that God will give you grace. This means, amen, kindness, listen, and charm. What greater, amen, bouquet of grace that God could give us. And when the world looks out and they look on us, they can say, look at what he's been through. But he's still got kindness. He's still got charm. He's still got the light of God on him. Hey, he's still got a glow in his eye. Look at what he's been through. But he's still got the glory. Hey, God, Sister Carol down there in the hospital. I told one of somebody, said, well, of you, I guess if you'd ask, it's sad. She got movement in her hands. She walks around. Said, hey, she can eat her food. A lot of people had strokes, can't do those things. But she just sits there and speaks in scrambles. Amen. A word here and a word there, and none of it makes sense. I mean, you can't even understand what she's trying to tell you. But I told somebody, but she sits there with a smile on her face. Hey, and she told me the other night, amen, she had enough sense to know. She said, the Lord is going to help me. She had enough sense to know I'm going through it. But I found in grace. I come to tell us, I don't care what you go through, you can find grace. I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care where the trouble comes. You can find grace. Sister Mary, good to see you, Brother Ronnie. Sister Mary said, amen, this up there in the hospital praying, Brother Scotty. Well, amen, it probably wasn't that powerful when I was there, but we was having a pretty good time too. I come in and there was a please knock bathing sign on the door. So I debated, even knock, I didn't want to aggravate him. Amen, so I knocked on the door and I guess she thought I was a nurse. She said, well, we're trying to bath. She peeked and saw me and she smiled real big and she said, come on in, Brother Jason. And old Scotty's over trying to wash his hair. And they went on over there. Amen. Knots popped up. Lymphoma. Amen. Fighting cancer. He told me, said, Thursday, if I'd have died, it would have been a relief. I would have felt much better if I'd have just died. But a big smile come on his face. But he said, God has been good. What was he saying? Cancer's bad. Troubles and trials of this life wear me down. But I found grace. Great grace was upon them. I come to tell us there is grace. Great God, where there's heartache, there's grace. Where there's death, there's grace. Where there's sickness, there's grace. Where there's a heavy heart, there's grace. Hey, King, great God, wants to raise a hand and say thank you for your grace.
Yes, hallelujah. Jesus.
Woo! I tell you today, by the authority of the Word of God, that you can make a tremendous difference. Amen. In the life of not only your family members, but in the life of your church, if you'll find grace. You don't have to be bitter. Hey, God, that's my first point. Amen. Spurgeon tells that story I've told before. I'll tell it here before I move on. Spurgeon said he was in, amen, London, England on a trip, you know. Just went over there to have a good time, relax. And he went to this big, well-known church, humongous, big old tabernacle cathedral type thing, filled with people on a Sunday morning. And the pastor saw it was the world-renowned Spurgeon in the house. And he said, Mr. Spurgeon, we want you to come back tonight and preach for us. Spurgeon said that place was so dry, it was dead as a hammer, even though it was filled with people. And Spurgeon said all that day, he dreaded on going back that night. But what he did not know, amen, there's two old sisters, hey God, that had saw the enemy come in and fight the church and tear this one down and tear that one down. And one of those sisters was an invalid and she couldn't even come to church. But the other sister would come home and tell her about the services every night. Well, Sunday morning, amen, the old sisters had been on a fast. They said, God, no matter what, our church needs revival. Hey, no matter what, God, we got to have a move of God. They were on a fast. Amen. That sister came home and told her invalid sister, you'll never believe what happened. And she said, what? And what happened? Did we have a good service? Did the revival finally break out? And she said, oh no, it was as dry this morning as it's ever been. But there was a man came by the name of Spurgeon. Hey, amen. He was in the house this morning and they announced he'll be back tonight. Spurgeon came back to preach like he was always known for, dreading to preach in that house. Amen. But he got up expecting the crowd to be dry. So he had a short little sermon ready to be in and out. But little to his surprise, he preached and the power of God fell. And he gave the altar call. And he said, will anybody that wants to be saved come forth in these altars? Amen. I think he asked them to stand first. Stand. Amen. And they said 500 and some stood up in that congregation. Amen. Deacon board members. This member, that member. They began to stand. So automatically they thought, well, he misunderstood him. He said, well, let's try to get sit back down. Amen. Anybody want to pray and get back to God this morning? Would you stand? 500 and some stood in the house. Hey God. And it started that great awakening. Amen. In London, England. It spread across that continent. Right there in that house. Hey, I come to tell us where the devil comes to put out the fire. God said, I'll give grace. I'll give help. Hey, I come to tell you tonight. There is grace in the middle of troubles and trials. What am I going to do? Praise God. Let a spiritual wave of revival roll across our city. Let a spiritual wave of revival come across our church. Let a spiritual wave of revival hit my family. God, help us. Amen. God uses different things to help us. Amen. I got a few listed down here. The number one thing, if you want God to help you out, amen, of the problems you've been going through, you can't get bitter. Woo. Hey, hey God. Yeah, that's what I said. I know it's simple, but if you get bitter, you'll never get better. Amen. Hey God, bitterness is a disease. Amen. Keep your spirit pliable to the Holy Ghost. Hey, you don't understand how desperate our situation really is, preacher. Amen. How Satan has hit us. How Satan has attacked us. Oh no, I don't know everything you have been through, but this what I do know. Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. I can't worry about the problem. I can't dwell on that. I can't think about that all night. All I can do is keep my mind on him. And he has promised to give me perfect peace. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! Glory. Anybody know how sweet perfect peace is?
Oh, my.
Hey, God. Oh, yeah. Woo! Isn't that a magnificent phrase, peace? When we're living in a world where there's no peace, where there's shootings, where there's murder, where there's envy, where there's strife, God has given you his solemn promise that no matter what the situation is, he will give us perfect peace. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The Apostle Paul promised Titus Amen. Thank God that Christians are peculiar people in the way they respond to the outside stimuli. Amen. Shows what they got inside.
Yeah.
How are you going to react? How are you going to handle the situation? Thank God the world reacts by bitterness. They get jealous. They get upset. They hold grudges. Amen. They get bitter. They hate one another. But the child of God don't do that. He don't act like that. Hey God. But he keeps his mind on the Lord and not on his situations. Amen.
Yes. Man told me one time, right in a church, amen, facility. He had diabetes. He had heart problems, heart surgery. He's having all kinds of shape trouble. Amen. And it really aggravated me. Nobody else said anything to the guy but me. It just rubbed me the wrong way. And old God said, it's the Lord's fault why I got this sugar diabetes. It's the Lord's fault why I got all this problem. Everybody else just looked at me, scared to say anything. I looked around and started to swearing out. I said, let me tell you something, pal. It ain't the Lord's fault. Amen. That you got the problems you got. Hey, I know this. Amen. He promised to give us grace. He promised to give us mercy. Amen. Hey, great God, Leon Buzzard said himself, it ain't God's fault. Reason why they had to cut my leg off when I eat chocolate cakes every night when they told me not to do it. Hey, you got to take a little bit of responsibility to me. Hey, thank God in him. I come to tell us it's about time. Hey, that we look at the glass half full and not half empty. Don't get bitter. Don't get bitter.
Come on.
Scotty Marshall can get bitter. And he can say, why do I got these knots? He said that knot popped out there. It was huge. He said it was way smaller than it was. Got that lymphoma, them lymph nodes are popping out. Painful. I don't want to go through that, Brother Tommy.
No.
But if I do,
come on.
If I have to, if that falls my lot, I'll find grace.
Yes.
Hey, man, he didn't get bitter. But he said, God's going to help me. Sister Carol up there had a stroke. She could be saying, why do I got to go through this? But she said, no, God's going to help me. Hey, I come to pay you. You can find grace. Don't get bitter. Don't determine, amen, to lay in the water and the muck and the mire. Hey, God, but find that spirit. Find that peace. You will be delighted at how God works things out for you.
He'll
work it out. He'll work it out.
Yeah.
Second, don't allow yourself to become part of the problem. Stay far removed from contention. Once a fire gets going, amen, you know what dead wood does? It adds to the blaze. Hey, God. Hey, once a fire gets going, don't add to the problem. I've been in this thing all my life. I already told you that. I was raised from a little boy. I've seen my share of church trouble. Amen. You know the number one problem, the reason why church trouble spreads and gets worse, it's because dead wood gets put on. Amen. When there's trouble, hey, God, run from it. Flee from it. Stay out of it. Don't spread trouble. So, no matter how tempted you are to get involved, don't do it. Woo! Jesus, listen. Well, tell me what the Bible said. Give me time. Jesus often withdrew from the crowds and he climbed, amen, the surrounding hillsides to pray and to meditate. He never affiliated with the crowd action. Whether they were friendly, trying to raise him up and make a king, he got away. Right. Amen. Listen. Hey God, whether they were trying to stone him, he got away. He did not get involved in the politics and the trouble of that day. I tell you what you do. Hey God, if you know there's something going on in the church, don't spread it on Bell South. Don't tell everybody you know, but go to your knees in an order of prayer and pray it through and let God help. Amen. I'll guarantee you this.
Yes,
somebody said, well, Amen. Somebody needs to know, great God.
You don't think the pastor knows? You don't think the spiritual people in the church that knows? Sometimes it's quite comical when people's offered advice. Well, I'll help you out here. You don't think I knew that? I knew that for that ever crept up. Hey, God. I knew that for that ever came around. I knew it before you ever could see it. Hey, great God, I tell you what you need. You need a church like them two sisters in England that was willing to pray and say, give us revival, give us a movement of the Holy Ghost.
Give us prayer warriors.
Woo! I never forget Brother Ronnie was down in Flatwoods one night. It was a pretty rough service, you know. Every church ain't going to shout every night.
No, right.
It was just a status quo service. That's what it was. Somebody kind of brought it up.
Well, that's a rough one tonight. A couple of them got talking. Sister Judy Atkins was right over there, and they wanted to get her involved on it. Thank God. They said, ain't that right, Sister Judy? Tears started sprinkling in her cheek. She raised her little hand and said, I sure felt the Lord tonight. That was a good service. I never forgot that. Hey, God. I said, I never forgot that. Hey, that one that didn't think as much of service, they didn't even pray for the service. Hey, God. They didn't even have no fuel to put on the fire to try to help the service. I tell you, Sister Judy, she prayed. Thank God she pushed. She backed the work of God. And she said it was a good service. It was a good time in the Lord. Hey, I come to tell you, best thing you can do is stay out of trouble. Yeah.
Woo!
You're right, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. How much wiser the Christian would be when the battle was raging and Satan is aiming his biggest guns at the church if he or she would simply just stay out of it.
Woo! Isn't that good?
That's good. Hallelujah. Yes.
You say, well, people say, well, what? They think they're helping things out. They go tell this one, that one, this one. Won't you pray for so-and-so? Pray for him.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen. Hallelujah. Pray for him. Amen. Thank God. Yeah, pray for him. Pray and keep your mouth shut.
That's right.
Woo! Yeah. That's the best way to handle that. Hey, man, that's what the preacher's got to do. People don't think about that. They don't want to tell everything they tell. But the first thing when you have a meeting with the preacher, please don't tell nobody. And he's sealed to do. He's doomed. He can't say a word. Hey, God, hey, you tell me not to say nothing. Hey, God, I ain't going to say it. But if you tell me not to say it, you can't say it either. That's right. Hey, man, hey, if the preacher can't tell it, you can't tell it. I tell you who you better tell it to. You better tell it to God. And if you tell it to him, you don't have no need telling anybody else. Nobody else can fix the problem but God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that all right?
That's all right.
Woo! Ain't no use telling anybody else about it if you tell God.
He's the only one can do anything about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
We's up in Richlands. Camp meeting, Brother Don Rich, last year he preached it up there. I rode Brother Kurt. It's back when he had that little Nissan car, little Nissan Altima or something, Sentra, one of them little ones. We rode all the way up there. We was up there early that day. We left out about 5 in the morning. We went to all them services. We was going to come home, but we ended up staying Sunday, 7 o'clock night service here at old Brother Rich. And we left out there late. 10 o'clock at night, driving back home. Woo! We got just out of the town of Richlands there. I don't even know if we was really out of the town. We just had passed one of them last red lights there. Hey, man, right in the town there, we both got a peripheral vision of a big old buck was running sideways, and he hit his car. I mean, that buck hit the side of Brother Kurt's car, and it shook the whole car. I knew it just done a lot of damage. Hope Brother Kurt just kept on driving. Hey, God, if that had been me, I'd have put her in park. I'd been scared to death.
went out there and tried to see what the problem was. I never did say nothing. He never said nothing. He just kept driving. Finally, we got up around Pikeville somewhere. I said, Brother Kirk, ain't you gonna check on this car? He said, there ain't no use in it. I can't do nothing about it. The insurance has got to cover that. Hey, I thought that's a good way to look at it. Hey, I can't do nothing about it. I can't fix trouble. Hey, the insurance has got to help me. God, would you help us? There ain't no use in telling everybody. There ain't no use in spreading it. Tell him. He's the only one can help.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! I was just hoping when we stopped, I'd get my door open. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. You better watch and not get in it. Number three, never discuss the problems with other people. Nothing can be gained by it. Hey, be still. God said, Psalms 46:10, and know that I am God. If the subject of controversy must be discussed, discuss it with the preacher, discuss it with somebody in authority. We've had very few meetings around here, but when we do, amen, especially if it's anything of any kind of nature, you know what we do? I don't just meet by myself. I get somebody of authority to meet with me. Amen. Most of the time it's been Brother Tommy, and we sit down and we meet and we talk about the problem at hand. Hey, God, you know why the government can't help you in spiritual matters? The psychologist can't help you in spiritual matters. It'll take God and praying men and women to help you in spiritual matters. Come to God. Come to the preacher. Amen. Come to those you got confidence in, and they'll help you pray it through.
Yes, sir. Telephone can be a magnificent tool. Oh, yeah. We had to help a guy. Brother Tommy talked about them people almost running him off the road the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Month or two ago. Michelle and I was coming home the other day from seeing my dad for Father's Day when I finally got to go see him. We was coming home down 64. We got up there, I guess, between Milton and Taze Valley there somewhere. And this guy on the crop truck, he was coming out and I'd seen him way. He, you know how them guys do, they boom, boom. He just went around everybody. And he finally come up there and he cut this little big Ford F-250. Cut him off in traffic there, made that guy mad. They have a road rage. I mean, that F-150 pulled up there on him. I thought he was gonna hit his back wheel. Finally, that guy was looking back, and I thought, well, he's going to keep looking back, and he's going to wreck going forwards. It's a long story I can't tell. Finally, that big F-150 almost got in the grass to go around this guy. And this guy scoots over finally a little bit. And when he does, that F-250 got beside of him and turned that wheel and almost run over that motorcycle. Hey, God. And you know what we did? We got on the phone and called 911. And they said, how can we help you in this emergency? And I was driving and Michelle said, there's going to be some people dead here in a moment if some cops don't get here. And they finally stopped and they got each other's face. They was about to go at it. If 7 or 8 of us cars had to stop, hey, man, you know what happened? It was just a matter of minutes. I was surprised. Here come blue lights. Hey, that phone was used for good intentions, on helping the sick, on helping the weak. But hey, amen, to phones, amen, news can be used the wrong way and cause more trouble than you'll ever be able to fix.
You're right, Brooke.
Yes, Lord.
Right. That old guy went and told a bunch of lies on that preacher. Hey, man, finally realized he's wrong when he felt convicted and he come back to the preacher and he said, will you forgive me for what I said? I said this, this, and this. Who'd you say it to? I said this, this, and this, and this, and this. And what? Who'd they say it to? It's hard telling who they told it to. He said, all right, I forgive you, buddy. That's a great example. He gave him a basket of feathers. He said, take his basket of feathers. Yeah. Go out there and let the wind scatter them. And when they get scattered, pick them back up and bring them back to me. He said, I can't do it. Once they get scattered, they're gone.
I'll never be able to achieve. Well, he says, so is the news that you've spread. It's gone. We'll never be able to achieve it. I forgive you, but you better watch what you say. You better watch how you talk about the man of God. You better watch how you talk about the preacher. You better watch how you talk about brother or sister so-and-so. You better watch. It'll get you in trouble.
This one thing I've always done, Brother Scotty. I've always been taught.
Come on.
Of course, respect adults. Everybody should.
Yeah.
You should respect your teacher. You should respect your Sunday school teacher. You should respect your mom and dad. You should respect people in authority. The Bible teaches that. Did you know that?
Right.
I tell you what, I've done my best, Brother Tommy, to always respect adults and people older than me. But anytime it was a spiritual figure, a preacher, a man of God, as it was in my life, I went above and beyond. Amen. To respect that man. David went so far when Saul was in sin and Saul was turned over, amen, to deceptive spirits. David still respected Saul because of his position in the kingdom and because God had anointed him and because God had blessed him. You better watch when you go to spread news and spread stories on those in authority over you.
Lord help us.
Come on.
I'm just about done.
Come on.
There's no church in the world that does not have its share of problems. But the great church has overcome those problems with fervent, faithful prayer warriors. Give us some people of prayer. Give us some people that know that knee hotline is better than Bell South hotline. We're today AT&T and Verizon. Amen. Woo! Sprint. And all these others. Hallelujah. I got to move right along here. I've heard successful pastors, amen, how they told about unthinking observers. Well, you just happen to be at the right place at the right time. People look on at the preacher and say, well, the only reason why you had success is because you was at the right place at the right time. Yeah, that's right. I was at the place of prayer day after day after day, the right time. Hey, God, I tell you, nothing happens by accident. It happens on purpose. If you want the blessing of God, you got to make it happen. You got to be faithful. You got to live right. You got to keep His commandments and pray, and God will show up.
I got to move on here. The only person you ever need to fully discuss matters with is God. Yes, we've all had times when we need to tell somebody something. And I want to let you know you can. If you ever need to talk to me, you can come talk to me.
Yes.
Amen. I've talked to matters with people in this church. Most every family in this church has told me personal matters. Amen. Most every one of you have told me personal matters that I've never told a soul about.
Yes, Lord.
And it'll be that way. Because sometimes you got to have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to have somebody to help you carry the load.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I'll help you carry the load all I can, but I want to let you know I can't lift the load, but I'm no one that can.
All right.
Woo! I'm done. Fifth, we got to give matters sufficient time to heal. You know, sometimes things happen, and we think overnight they should fix themselves. Problems don't happen overnight. And problems don't get better overnight.
Right.
It takes time sometimes for things to heal. You get a bad infection, it's going to take you a while to mend up. It's going to take you a while to overcome. Hallelujah. Man, praise God. Help us, Lord. I'm done here. Somebody help me out up here on this piano. Amen. Time's a great healer. Let it work. I tell you, Brother Gene, in this walk with the Lord, I've been hurt. I believe it's safe to say, Brother Ronnie, if we've served God any amount of time at all, you're going to get hurt. Somebody's going to knock that chip off your shoulder. Somebody's going to say something that hurts your feelings. You're going to get miffed and aggravated. Is that the end of the road?
No.
Should it happen? Probably not. But it happened. You got to get over it.
Get over it. Come on.
And keep serving God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to pray over that.
Yes.
There are some things you'll never get over unless you pray them over.
Yes.
That's right.
That's the truth.
You got to pray more.
Yes. You're preaching right.
Well, we call everybody up.
We call this one up, Susie up, Jimmy up, Joni up, Sally up.
Pray, pray, pray.
We tell everybody praying. Everybody's talking about prayer, but nobody's praying.
Everybody praying.
Say it again. Nobody's praying. Nobody's praying. Well, all we do is talk about prayer. But we know that everybody knows it, but there ain't no praying going on.
Come on, bro. Come on. Come on.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Pray!
Thank you, Lord.
Learn how to pray.
Yes.
Oh, God. Learn how to pray. Amen. Difficulties don't come up overnight, and they don't leave overnight. It takes time. Time for understanding.
Yes.
Time to look to lay new groundwork. Right. Time for the Holy Spirit to minister.
Right.
All things in God's time will come to pass.
Right. All right. Thank God.
Brother Earl, I think, was telling me a while back, and I've noticed they've been doing a lot of work on Huntington. You know, their water system and sewer system is like 100 years old.
Yeah.
Having all kinds of problems. They've been laying new water lines. They've been laying new sewer lines.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been doing all kinds of work. They said, we got to upgrade the system. Why? Because time took a toll on what was there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Time took a toll on the existing.
Yeah.
And it takes time.
Yeah.
I hate sitting in line. There's work all over town. I hate sitting in there with some old guy on his phone, and he's got a stop sign up.
Yeah.
Bad thing.
Yeah.
Hey, God, maybe give me on the water company. That one old guy, every time I see him, he's sitting on that dozer, or end loader, whatever it's called, and I think he's about to fall over. He's asleep. I like getting paid to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it takes time to fix things when they break down.
Yep.
Yeah, takes time.
Yeah.
You got to give it some time.
Thank God.
Don't act fast. If there's one thing I've learned in 10 years of pastoring, anytime I've acted fast on a situation, I've gotten trouble.
Yeah.
I've gotten trouble.
Yeah.
And the next day, I wished I'd have waited. Mm-hmm. Give that a little bit of time, prayed about it, thought about it, trusted God on it a little bit more. You act fast on something, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Somebody does something to aggravate you and you spring off and spout your mouth, most of the time, you're going to regret what you say.
Right.
Yeah.
When you speak off.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lastly, in the meantime, while I'm working to get all these things out, and I'm not getting bitter, and I'm waiting on God, trusting Him, and not getting involved, I got to faithfully continue to support my time, my attention, my tithe, everything I've got continually. When my life is out of sorts, and things are happening that I don't understand, why do I got lymphoma? Why do I got knots popping out on my body?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why do I got a stroke and I can't even talk to my husband or my friends anymore?
Oh, God.
I don't know. But while all those things are happening in my life, what I got to do is keep on being faithful.
Keep on
doing what's right. Even though things in my life aren't going right, I got to still do right.
Hallelujah.
And when I do, God's going to work it out.
Thank you, Lord.
Daniel, they found no accusation against him. Amen. They threatened to throw him. Well, they did throw him in a lion's den. Hey, God. They couldn't find nothing against him. But I tell you, he didn't try to defend himself. He waited and he said, God will defend me.
Yeah,
right. And they finally put him in the lion's den. And I tell you, it was a prettiest old pillow. It was better than a Tempur-Pedic. When he woke up, and that old king hollered down, how do you do it? He said, my God has set the lion's mouth. Yeah. I tell you, God will work for you. He'll go ahead. If you do right, when nothing's going right, God will bless you.
Do right.
Thank you, Lord.
When nothing's going right.
Yeah. Woo.
Yes.
Do right.
Come on.
When they talk about you.
Yes, yes.
Woo. Do right. When you're suffering or even over somebody's head or tail. Do right. Yes. Thank God when nobody else is, I'm still going to do right. Yeah. And when they cross this house.
Yeah.
I seriously doubt you can be involved in the work of the Lord without being hurt. Most outstanding men and women in the church history have been deeply wounded. Sometimes they've even been killed. You and I are no better than they are.
That's right.
We're no better. Amen. So we will be hurt. Don't take it personally. Amen. But be like those disciples when they beat them over in the New Testament. The Bible said they beat them. Amen. And I think they even in prison for a short while, didn't they? And they turned them loose. They turned them loose, and the Bible said they went away shouting, glorifying God, because they were found worthy. Can you say I'm worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ? I'm going to suffer. There's no way of getting around it. Great God, PD takes, and Oprah Winfrey tells you everything's going to be all right. Benny Hinn said it's going to be all right. Joe Osteen smiles with that big white pearly swipes and tells you things are going to turn out. I come to tell you altogether different message. You're going to suffer. You're going to go through trials. But Paul said, Timothy, endure hardness like a good soldier, and you'll come through. I come to tell you, live for God. Your wife might not serve him. You serve him anyway.
Come on.
Your husband might not serve him. You serve him anyway.
Right.
Mom and dad may quit. You go on. Hey, God. Johnny and Susie, my babies, they're not doing right. It would rip anybody's heart out. But keep on going. How do you expect them to come back if you don't do good? Keep on. Ooh,
yeah.
Amen. But great grace was upon them. I come to tell you, if you want to come through the storm and have grace, you got to keep going. She's playing here.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's going through the trials. You're going through hardships in your life. And you say, Brother Jason, I got to make it. I got to make it. I can't quit. I got to keep going. Been talked about, been lied on, amen, been mistreated, been cheated, all these things. I got to keep going. Come on. Somebody needs to pray some things through on this altar here tonight. I believe the Lord sent this message to help you. Come on. Don't get bitter. Don't let the cares of this life carry you down. Come on, find you an altar and pray it through. I believe God wants to lift the burden. I believe God wants to help somebody right here on a Sunday night. I believe He wants to help you carry the load. But you got to keep going and trust Him. Amen.
Come on. Woo!